Let us turn to our scripture text. We have four passages to read, and I shall read them to you. Firstly, from Genesis chapter 33 and verse 11. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. The second passage is from Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22 to 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The third passage is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 to 34. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And the final passage is from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen.
Truly we thank God that it is by the grace of God that we have finally come to the end of another year of the Lord. We praise and thank God for his grace and mercy and his goodness and his faithfulness in dealing with us, in guiding us through the whole of this year that is passing by, in caring and in providing for us all. And this is always the time of the year when we would like to spend some time to reflect upon how the Lord God had dealt with us, even as we prepare to step into another new year in the Lord. Truly, as we reflect upon the past and as we will identify how the Lord God have dealt with us, even of his faithfulness, of his goodness and mercy and grace, we will therefore not fear as we step into the new year, but rather have the courage to face tomorrow, the future that is before us, knowing what the Lord God, what he can do, and what he will do with us. And so I would like to share with you this morning three biblical thoughts that you may take home with you and to ponder over the Word of God over these few days, as we look back to how the Lord God has been with us in the past year, and as we look forward to the days ahead of us. Firstly, as we look back to the days gone by in a year, we thank God that we have been kept by God's grace, because the Lord God had dealt graciously with us. Are we able to say, like Jacob, as we read in a verse just now in Genesis 33:11, truly those were the words of Jacob, and how he attributed it all to the Lord God for his blessings that he had received. Truly, it was the Lord God who had dealt graciously with him. Can we say those words in our hearts today? Yes, as we draw nearer towards the end of another year, and as we look back at the days that have passed, are we not glad that the Lord had brought us through a blessed year? Though, of course, it might not be a year that was free of troubles for many of us. To some of us, it might have been a year of much coping with many trials and difficulties and troubles, challenges and many storms perhaps that you might have gone through. Probably you might have encountered them in your studies, in your career, in your family life, in some relationships that you do have. Maybe also even in your spiritual walk with the Lord. You have your testimonies to tell, I believe. And yes, I do have my fair share of struggles throughout the way in the past days. There were hard months to plow through. And there were times of agonizing before the Lord God, especially being in the ministry, and to seek the Lord for counsel, how that we may counsel those brethren who truly needed much counsel, troubled brethren. And besides all this, there was also family life, children to be concerned about, and especially for my case, the Lord God had given us, my wife and myself, a little special child and Faith, and all these years is always our concern for her, to watch over her, and especially now that she's growing up each year, and the concern is greater each year. And there were also the other children in their endeavors, in their studies, even as they are growing up, becoming teenagers now, and with their problems, their youthful problems as teenagers. There were also many visits to the hospital. Yes, especially one that was of great concern to us was that it was discovered that my dad was diagnosed with cancer and had to go for weeks of radiation and chemo treatments at the hospital. Almost every day, my wife had to bring him there. And then in the church, sadly to say, there was a brother in Christ who was suffering from cancer and was warded in the hospital, and again spending days to visit him. And finally he was taken home. But the Lord God, in his mercy and in his goodness, and this was the first homegoing of a brethren in our church, in our assembly. And very sadly, it was the first funeral that I ever conducted since becoming a pastor. But I thank the Lord God that despite of all these trying experiences, He has been gracious in crowning the year with many mercies and gladness. Yes, indeed, the Lord's mercies endure forever and ever. He had been gracious in supplying of all our needs. We had experienced all the promises of His presence, His comfort and His guidance throughout the year, every day of the year. And there was not any one moment did we experience or sense that the Lord did forsake us. The Lord prevented us from all harms and dangers and evils in our daily going out and coming in all our travels, in missionary trips and even in holiday trips. The Lord God had been with us, watching over us and guiding us in each step that we have taken. Truly, the Lord God has showered upon us with unnumbered blessings after blessings. And the blessings came in both spiritual and physical forms. Truly, indeed, we thank the Lord God and praise God, for it is through Him whom blessings flow. The Lord God has been gracious in forgiving us also of our sins, as we have to reflect on how that we have lived for the Lord. Whatever might be our transgressions and iniquities and such shortcomings, the Lord God truly has been mercifully forgiving us. And we shall therefore learn also that we ought to forgive others, our fellow brethren, even as the Lord God has so forgiven us. Yes, do we seek forgiveness from the Lord, and do we seek forgiveness from one another, and do we attempt also to forgive one another? Is there someone whom we might have wronged in the past days? Or is there someone whom we ought to forgive? Yes, let us forgive even as the Lord God has so forgiven us, so graciously forgiven us. So let us today, before the year is over, as we enter into the new year, seek the Lord's forgiveness and go to such a person whom we might wrong to seek for forgiveness, and also to forgive those who might come to us even to seek for forgiveness. And may the Lord help us to repent and to resolve not to repeat any of the wrong that we have done, to truly repent and to not to turn back. And also, yes, let us seek pardon from whatever duties that we might have neglected. May the gracious Lord God be very merciful to us, though so often we have slackened in doing our work, in our service unto Him. Yes, we might have shown the lack of faith at times in a year, but the Lord God again has been gracious and faithful. God, our Lord God, is always faithful, and great is His faithfulness. The Lord God has also graciously answered many of our prayers, though at times, of course, not in accordance with what that we so wished, but still, the Lord God knows what is best for us. The fact that He did grant us our request in accordance to His holy will, we need to trust in Him and to obey Him in Him even more and more. We also have numerous obligations in life to fulfill. Yes, there are many things that we need to do in life. Many responsibilities, and truly we are accountable to many people. And truly, even so, we have received from the Lord God grace and wisdom in making those decisions, in guiding us and leading us. And we pray that the Lord God will continue to grant us the grace to be able to cope with duties that we need to do in life. And especially in the coming year, we pray that the Lord God will continue to confirm in our hearts the tasks that He is calling us to do, whether it be in the ministry, in service unto the Lord God in the church, or perhaps at home, or even at a place of work. We need to seek the Lord God for His directive will for us, that it may help us to submit to Him in His cooperative will. In the area of worship, if we have not praised Him enough, nor adored Him enough, especially whenever there is given opportunity for us to do so, we must do so more, that we may constantly praise Him and to abide by Him as He abides in us. So therefore, let us make a point to come even for the watch night service. If we have not done enough for the Lord God, let us make amends by coming even for the last worship service of the year, to seek the Lord God and even to repent of our slackness in worshipping Him, in adoring Him. Our lives must be entirely devoted to Him. Truly, He must be our Lord God Almighty, our all, and we must fully consecrate our life to Him. Totally, not partially, not when we think it is right for us to do so, not when we are well or good, but always and ever be devoted and be consecrated unto the Lord God, to walk in His ways, to live a life for Him. Indeed, as we reflect upon the past days, how the Lord God have dealt with us, are we able to say that He had dealt with us so graciously in pardoning our sins, in hearing our prayers, in guiding us, in leading us, in giving us wisdom, in enabling us to walk close with Him and to do good by His ways? Let us therefore trust in the Lord God more and obey Him even in the days to come. Yes, He will continue to be our help and our shield in the days to come, even as He has so dealt with us so graciously. As we prepare to step into the new year, let us be mindful to call upon the Lord God for every future trouble. Surrender ourselves to Him. Yes, all that we may esteem as dear and valuable to us, know that the Lord God is the one who is merciful and gracious, and it is because of His mercies that we are not consumed. Indeed so. So let us rest in the Lord God and wait patiently for Him and trust in Him each day of our lives. And so let us ponder secondly, as we look back to the days gone by, truly we can praise the Lord God how that He had been faithful in being merciful and compassionate towards us who are His children. The Lord's compassion never fails us. They have been new each day, and every morning in the passing days, have they not been? All that the Lord God has promised, not one thing has He failed to honor them. He keeps His promises. He does not lie. All of them come to pass. The writer of the book of Lamentations writes in Lamentations 3, 22 to 23, as we have read just now, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Are we able to declare this truly from the bottom of our hearts before the Lord God? Indeed, we must thank the Lord God that if He has not been for His mercies, all of us would not be around here today. Do we recognize and acknowledge that it is the Lord God who has been merciful towards you and me to preserve us and to protect us from all harms and dangers in all the days of our lives, in all our going out and our coming in our traveling around? He is a God full of compassions. His compassions do not fail us. He is always there with us in times of sadness, in times when we need Him. Yes, in times of distress, in times of loneliness, in times when we feel dejected, in times of bereavement. And whatever difficulties we do face in this earthly life, especially so during such time when there's this looming threat of a worldwide recession, we can continue and trust in God's faithfulness, for He will be there. Yes, He always fulfills His promises to show His compassion towards us who are His. We need the Lord's mercies and compassion to live our daily life, not just in time of turmoil and crisis, but every day, day by day. Truly we need the Lord God's mercies and compassion. And we praise the Lord God that it is so, for His mercies and compassion, they are supplied to us every day. Every new day, we have a new supply of His mercies and compassion. And this is always so because God is faithful. It is because of God's faithfulness. Because He is faithful, He will do it. He will be ever merciful and compassionate towards us day by day and even year after year. And so as the world faces an imminent economic meltdown, let us take heart to trust in His faithfulness and in His mercy and His compassions, and be comforted that we have a God who is faithful to watch us through, even in the coming years ahead. He will be our consolation and our comfort each day of the year that we may face ahead of us. The Lord is not only faithful in showing His mercies and compassions towards us, but He's also faithful in leading us and guiding us through the days of our lives, even in the grim days ahead. Can we not trust in the Lord's faithfulness in guiding us and in leading us on? All of us need guidance from the Lord each day of our lives, and especially so when we have to struggle to keep pressing on. The need for daily guidance and to cope with daily needs is one of believers' greatest concern. And we pray that none of us will go astray in our faith in God or doubt God's faithfulness. But let us have the blessed assurance of God's divine leadership and guidance, because He is faithful and we can look up to Him and trust in Him. He will be the one who will be guiding us even in troublous times ahead. Though the world leaders are trying so hard, but they all fail to ease the financial crisis. But we can rest in the Lord God and trust in Him to see us through difficult days ahead, as He will be guiding us and leading us on. Psalm 118 verse 8 to 9 tells us, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men." It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Who do we hope and trust in? Let us hope in the Lord, as you do read in the article in the Weekly Today. Let us hope in the Lord rather than to hope in some great man the world might be looking up to. For they can do nothing truly to help us with the many troubles ahead. Whom do you trust to guide and to provide in the days ahead? Are we looking up to the Lord God, even as we know that there will be disturbing days ahead? Let us look up to the Lord God, for He is faithful in guiding us and leading us. He is faithful in His compassions and mercies towards us who are His children. And so this leads us to consider the third point, even as we reflect upon the past and look forward to the new year. We praise and thank the Lord God that there is no need for us to be anxious of the present and, of course, even of the future. For we have the assurance that the Lord God cares for us today and even for our tomorrow. Our Lord tells us in verse 34 of Matthew chapter 6, "Take no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Yes, as we reflect upon yesteryear, are we well aware that there have been difficult times in a year that is going by. And there are many concerns of many about the future of the year that is ahead. Especially, we know that the economy is not going to be good. The global finance situation is in a bad shape. Well, with regard to the financial turmoil, there was a local famous financial expert who said it will abate. And he said these words at an international convention. "In these difficult times, I think one has to have a sense of perspective. All of us are going through difficult times now, but this is not an end of the world. This is not an end of the US as an investment market. We believe," he added, "the problems will be overcome at some stage. The only thing we do not know is at which stage or how much damage will be done before these issues are resolved. The markets will still go on, the economies will manage, and we will all survive." And so with these words, he fell silent and the audience burst into applause. Well, these are words of comfort and consolation from just a mere man. Though a well-respected financial guru, during such time as this, that are affecting many anxious people in the world. Nevertheless, what better words of comfort than to hear from our Master and our Savior Himself? During such time, yes, many are anxious about tomorrow. Many are worried and they may be asking, will I still have my money? Will I still have my job? Yes, will I still have my bonus? And can I survive and can I support my family? In my church, there are a few people who are working in banks, incidentally. And there was one who was working in DBS. And one morning when we woke up, we saw the headlines. 900 from DBS expected to be axed. And we were concerned and we called up this brother and, well, we praise and thank God that he is spared. But still, sometimes we may be so worried about whether we can hold our job in situations like this that is in the world. But do we have to worry? Do we as children of God have to worry just like the people of the world who have no hope? Our Lord God says, "Take no thought for the morrow." In other words, do not entertain any anxious or perplexing, distressing thoughts about tomorrow. How many of us can be sure of tomorrow? How many of us can be sure that we will be able to still breathe tomorrow, that we will live tomorrow? Nobody knows. Yes, we don't know, and not even the next hour. As we think of the past year, have we not also remember of the many sudden deaths that we read about? Yes, truly, we do not know even if we can live the next hour. Are you the type that is always anxious and worrying about the future? Well, if you do so, take note that all worry is atheism, because it is a lack of trust in God. It is a lack of faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In fact, some people had observed that 90% of our worries never transpire. The other 7% are beyond our control anyway. And another 3% is not worth our time to worry over them, because they are trivial matters. Do we have the habit of worrying, even of things that may not even come to pass, may not happen to us? Listen to an interesting anecdote. A man and his wife were expecting a baby, and the man was in the waiting room, or maybe they call it the worry room. The nurse came out and announced to the first man, "Congratulations, sir, and you have just become the proud father of twins." And the man said, "Well, that's amazing, because I work with the AA paper manufacturer." An hour later, the nurse came out and announced to the second man, "Sir, you are the proud father of triplets." This man said, "Well, that's amazing. I work for 3M. An hour later, the nurse came out and announced to the third man, "Sir." But before she could carry on, the man was running for his life. And the nurse was shouting at him, "Sir, what is wrong?" And the man shouted, "I work for 7-Eleven. Yes, he was all worried about nothing. He wasn't going to have 7 or 11 babies. Yes, we may laugh, but are we not like this at times? Worrying and worrying about so many things that may not happen and things that we cannot change. But suppose, yes, that we do know of tomorrow, and can be that we know that what's going to happen. Can we be certain of one thing? Certainly we can. We can be very sure that the Lord will be with us. The Lord will be thoughtful of us. He will be as kind to us as in the past days. He will be watchful over us all. Yes, the Lord will be there with us as He has been today and in the past, even when times are good. Because He is a God who does not change. He's a Lord God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let us trust in Him. Let us trust in the Lord God even for daily grace as daily bread. We will not be fatherless. We will not be neglected. Whatever your circumstances may be, let us be assured that our Father knows us, and He has already provided for them all that we do need. He will bring us through all our troubles. Yes, and He will get glory to Himself. Even as Psalm 50:15 tells us, that when you are in trouble, call unto Him. Call upon Him in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. The Lord God will deliver us, because He wants glory for His name. Let us let the Lord's peace rule our hearts. Take heart in Him and trust in His word, for He will be with us. Our loving Savior wishes us to be free from anxiety in our lives. Yes, He rather that we wait upon Him without distraction, but to trust in Him. Not to worry, not to be anxious of anything, but to wait upon Him. Philippians 4:6-7 tells us, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Truly, this is a cure, biblical cure, for our anxieties, our worries. Let us be careful for nothing, but let us go to Him in prayer instead. And wait upon the Lord God. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Psalm 31:24, "Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen you, your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." So let us be hoping in the Lord God, trusting in Him, and not be distracted by all our worries. The Lord God wants us to look up to Him, that we may honor Him, even of His love, of His care for us. He wants us to live our lives in the exercise of calm and patience and faith in Him, a faith that is waiting upon Him each day of our life. So yes, as we go home each day and lay to rest, let us recall and obey our Redeemer's words, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, even all those temporal things that we need in life here on earth, well, shall be added unto us. Take therefore no thoughts for the morrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Sufficient for a day is the evil thereof. And as we wake up each morning, let us be very sure that the Lord God will be there. He'll be there to help us, and He'll be there to watch over us, to lead us on. He'll not forsake us. Yes, the Lord God wants us to cast all our cares, all our anxieties, all our concerns, whatever that we may have in life here on earth, upon Him, because He cares for us. The Lord knows all His people. He knows all our needs and all our wants. He knows all our trials that we do have in life as we go through them. And He will always deliver us and supply us all our needs. He keeps His eye on His children in all places. They're going out and they're coming in at all times and in all circumstances. The Lord has His children in His hand, and He will not lose hold on them. They are His very own, and He looks upon them in this manner always. They are the objects of His love, because we are purchased by the blood, precious blood of the dear Son of God, the only begotten Son of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are the temples of His Holy Spirit. We are so precious unto the Lord God. And He knows that we are weak and fearful, and that we do have many enemies. Even as we live a Christian life, faithful unto Him, we will suffer many persecutions. Many will try to deal with us in some evil ways. But the Lord God teaches us to cast ourselves and all our cares into His hands, whatever it may be. And He has given us His word that He will care for us. Yes, it is a father's care which God the Father exercises. It is wise and holy and tender, and He is constantly with us. Therefore, let us trust in Him. What we need is just to trust in Him. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in thy land. Verily, thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord God, and He shall bring it to pass. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord God with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So, beloved, let us believe that the Lord God, He does care for us this day and every day of our lives, in the past days and even in the days to come. Carry all our concerns, therefore, to Him in faith, trusting in Him that He will deal with them. Leave them all with Him, even lay them, all our petitions, at the foot of the cross of Jesus, and even at the throne of His grace. Let us be persuaded that He will manage our lives by His infinite wisdom. Do not think that we can do better than Him in managing our lives and our problems, our cares, our concerns. Trust that He will bring all to the good end by His omnipotent power, by Himself. So cast all our cares upon Him as fast as they come to us, and be anxious for nothing. Cast your burden upon the Lord God, and He shall sustain thee, and He will suffer the righteous to be moved. Be humble enough to do so, rather than to be proud and to think that we can handle them all by ourselves. But rather, let us humble ourselves before the Lord God and cast it all before Him, because He cares for us. So, dear brethren, the year 2008 started quite peacefully, perhaps with some troubles. And as we look back now, especially in the last few months, the troubles have become worse. There were even more troubles than when we began 2008. If you have read in the Straits Times on Saturday, it was reported that 2008 was a year of change and high drama. It was a bad year, especially for capitalism. Food prices soared and terror struck, and the global economy was badly hit by the financial turmoil. And a question was asked, what does it all mean going forward? Yes, what will happen to the days to come? Will there be many uncertainties? Will things get better? Will the situation in Israel now with the fighting of between Israelis and Hamas get worse and erupt into a war? Yes, as we soon step into the new year, all these troubles and difficulties will not disappear overnight. They will still be there. And we who are children of God are not spared from having to face such difficult times ahead. But do we have to live like the world that is without hope, without Christ? We can be certain that as we walk along, we will encounter bumpy roads ahead of us. But let us learn to call upon the Lord God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to make whatever decisions that we have to make each day, depending upon His wisdom. To live our life and to cope with each day, looking unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as we look back, and as we look ahead, let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let us not forget how He had graciously dwelt with us in the past days. And He will certainly continue to be gracious unto us, even in the days ahead. Secondly, let us remember that we have a faithful God, merciful and compassionate, and He's always there to lead and to guide us along the rough ways ahead. And thirdly, let us not be anxious about today, and not to be concerned about our tomorrow. For we know that He cares for us. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He cares for us, and He will provide us all our needs, even in difficult times ahead of us. So may these words of comfort from the Holy Word of God abide with us for our meditation, even in the next few days, as we reflect upon how the Lord God had been with us, and let us gear up even for the difficult years ahead, trusting in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, focusing upon Him. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee, O Lord God, for giving us the assurance, O Lord, that even as we step into the new year, we have Your faithfulness with us. Great is Your faithfulness, and the compassions and mercies, they are new every day and even every year. So Lord, help us to cast all our cares and worries upon Thee. Even as we have experienced Your grace and mercies, how Thou have dealt with us so graciously in the past year, we have no fear, O Lord, for the year ahead, though it may be a troublous time. But Lord, help us to hope in Thee and in Thee alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.